Hey there, everybody, and welcome back here to Live with the Times. Today, we're going to start with the first Aliyah, obviously, for Shelach, Parsha Shelach. And official name of the Parsha is Shelach, but the common name is Shelach Lecha. And where do we hear that before, Shelach Lecha? Obviously, the famous one is Lech Lecha. Right, Lech Lecha, where Hashem commands Avraham Avinu to go to yourself, go to yourself. And we see this combination of where a person is commanded by Hashem something, and then Lecha, for yourself. And over there in Shalecha, Rashi says that this is for your benefit, right? That you're doing this, you're going out, and it's for your benefit, right? And for the benefit of others. And so there's this common theme there of going for your benefit, right? So what does it mean for your benefit? Well, it means different things for different people, right? And for your benefit, when you're a true tzaddik, when you're somebody, as we see Avraham Avinu, for himself, he's for himself, for his purpose, to fulfill his purpose, right? What's his purpose? His purpose was to create neshamot, to bring people close to Hashem and Barach, to do oneness, to bring people this aspect of monotheism, which is so radical in a certain way in that time. And this was his purpose, right? So go to yourself, go fulfill for yourself what it is that you're supposed to do. And there's this concept, right, when we're talking about the Torah, that when you have certain words, certain phrases, we can glean from it different aspects of previous times that it's mentioned. But specifically, the very first time that it's mentioned, this is when it gives kind of the most insight, right? But we talk about Lech Lecha. Last week already, in Behalotecha, we were talking about, towards the end of the week, Aseilecha, that Hashem commanded Moshe, Aseilecha, right? The Hatzotzerot, the trumpets, that this is for you. And Rashi there says that this was only for Moshe Rabbeinu's use. Okay. And we know that only Moshe Rabbeinu used it, that even afterwards, Yoshua ben Nun, that he did not use the same trumpets. He had other trumpets that they made. And so they would still do the same commandments, but these specific trumpets were never used again. These were hidden with Moshe Rabbeinu, I believe. And in any case, once again, we see that the common denominator here is, right, for your benefit, for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, but also it benefits everybody around you, right? But the very first time that this kind of combination of commanding from Hashem and Lecha is given is not Lechecha. It actually comes all the way back to Parshas Noach. And all the way back to Parshas Noach, when Hashem says, Vayim Elokim leNoach, right, it says, Aseilecha Devet. Right, so he says to him to make for yourself an ark. And so we talk about in other times about the Moshe being a Gilgul of Noach. So there's a combination here, there's some sort of connection here between the fact that Hashem commands Moshe to make the trumpets, and he previously made Noach to make the ark, as Moshe's reincarnation, so to speak, of Noach. They come from the same shoresh, at the very least. And right, Moshe and Noach having the same kind of thing of Selecha. But as we're mentioning, Shelachecha ends up being a complete catastrophe, right? Whereas Selecha, make the ark. Right, okay, Noach, he made it for the benefit of other people, right? How so? That when he was making it, he was supposed to tell people to make shuva. Hashem told him, make for yourself an ark. And Noach said, okay, fine. Right, but while he was making the ark, he was to tell people, yo, there's going to be a flood over here. Y'all should watch out. This is going to be crazy. Y'all should make shuva. Now's the time. Don't wait. And people are like, yeah, 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 that crazy Noach. Right? Later on, Lech Lecha, as I mentioned, right, Avraham Avinu, he went out. Why? He went out to fulfill his purpose, but he went out there to help other people, have the benefit of the people. Right? And Asay Lecha later on, right, make these trumpets. These trumpets are yours. No one else can ever use them. But who's benefiting from them? The whole camp. We now have communication with Hashem, so to speak, in a different way, right? We had different kinds of communication. We had the communication directly with Moshe. We had the clouds, right, that would dictate to the people when they would stay and when they would go. We had the Urim and Tumim, which would, you could ask the Urim and Tumim certain questions and they would light up in certain ways and answer questions. And we had these trumpets that would tell the camp when it was time to do different things, like get up and go to war, it's time for the Chag, all these different things that we mentioned last week. And now we have Shilachacha, which is a commandment, once again. And the commentaries differ on, was this command from Hashem, or was it something that he just acquiesced in order to appease Moshe or the people? And herein lies the issue, right? Because Shilachacha doesn't mean to go to yourself for yourself in order to fulfill your purpose. It didn't mean to go and do this for yourself for the benefit of other people, that is in benefit of the people. Right? This wasn't it at all. As we can see why, because how it turned out. But ultimately, we'll talk about a little bit more about how we can tell that it wasn't their purpose, or how they knew that they weren't doing it for themselves. I mean, they weren't doing it for others. They were doing it for themselves. But today, right, as I mentioned, going back to the very first Asay Lecha, there's a very interesting commentary when we're talking about Asay Lecha. It says, make for yourself. The Hanek Devar says he was to carry out the work himself with heaven's help. Right? They're supposed to carry out the work with heaven's help. And this is this initial aspect of when you do something for yourself, it's supposed to A, be a benefit to other people, right? There's a big movement today for self-care. There's a big movement today with self-love, and these are important things. But what are we doing self-love? A person can love themselves so much, and they have traumas, and they're trying to overcome their traumas by practicing self-love. Self-love can mean many things. It can mean in a sexual nature, chas v'shalom. It can also mean, okay, I love myself, I'm worthy. And you can see people, there's parts of different movements, spiritual movements, pseudo-spiritual movements, that they worship the self. And everybody in this movement is talking about me, 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 I. Even though in the past, right, hippies would be talking about how can we help the nature. And not saying, you know, there's other issues with that, right? But, you know, not with nature, but with previous movements. But movements today, they talk a lot about me, 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 I. And this is precisely what Shalachacha, what the princes, so to speak, the Nassim, who went out on this, this was their issue, is that it was about them not wanting to lose their power that they had. Not only that, but when they left on this trip, what happened? These other examples that we talked about, Noach was tzaddik. Ish tzaddik bedoato, right? He was the man, he was a tzaddik of his generation. And we talk about Abraham Avinu, obviously the tzaddik of his generation. And the question goes, if Noach and Rash and Abraham Avinu were in the same generation, who would be greater? And this whole argument, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, the tzaddik of his generation. He's a tzaddik of all time, so to speak, right? The greatest prophet who ever lived. So what happened over here with Shilachacha? Who are the people here? Who are the tzaddikim? Okay, there's Caleb and Yoshua ben Nun. They end up unscathed. And Yoshua ben Nun ends up being the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's three issues here that happen with Shilachacha. We'll get more into it in future days. But the first being, as we mentioned, they didn't do it for their own benefit. they didn't do it for the benefit of others. They did it for their own benefit, in order so that they can maintain their power that they had, in order so even in the most malevolent that they would be able to stay in the desert. And another issue was that they separated themselves from the tzaddik. The tzaddik was Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas the other ones, the tzaddik was present there and the tzaddik was the one doing the things. Here the people, they didn't do things like with the Mishkan, with the tabernacle, with the help of the tzaddik, with the direction of the tzaddik. They went and they went on their own. They argued with the tzaddik and they said, yo, we should go check this stuff out. And Moshe Rabbeinu's like, oh, okay, not a bad idea. But they left the tzaddik. They went away from the tzaddik. But thirdly, as I mentioned on this commentary, it says that Noach was to carry out the work himself with heaven's help. They went without heaven's help. They went without heaven's blessing. But what do you mean? It says Shilachacha. Right? This was because they forced the issue. And they thought they were doing Hashem's will. And this is a thing that is very relevant to us today, that a lot of times we can do a lot of different actions. And sometimes we may think that they're very benevolent, right? I heard a story last week from Torah Tidbits that it said that there was a group of kids, Yeshiva Bachar, is going to a wedding. And they realized that they were in a pickle, right? They're either going to miss Minyan or they were going to miss the wedding. So which one? And they thought, for sure, we got to miss the wedding, right? And the Rebbe said, no, what do you mean? You're already on the way to the wedding. You're baderech, you're already involved in a mitzvah. And it's a big mitzvah to gladden the groom, right? And if you're not there, they may say, oh, what happened to them? Are they all right? They're going to be worried about you. And it can put a damper in the groom's head, right? And so the kid said, what do you mean? I haven't mixed a minion in 10 years. That's not what it's about. It's not about streaks. It's about doing the right thing in the moment. And so many times we do the thing that we think is the right thing and we think we're doing Hashem's will, but really we're deluding ourselves. We're really doing it for our own benefit. We're really doing it for our own benefit. We're doing it in a way that is self-love, in the sense that we're doing it to get honor from other people, to look good, or to feel better in a certain way and not in a healthy way. How do we do it with ulterior motives? And ultimately, we're not doing it because Hashem is with us. We're not thinking about Hashem. That we should always be practicing as much as we can, training ourselves more and more and more to practice. As it says in Tehillim, Shivisi Hashem Lenedi Tamid, to see Hashem before us always, to check in with Hashem throughout the day, to have timers on our phone. We have our phone, we're on our phone, and to have a time on your phone once an hour to check in with Hashem. Hashem, thank you so much for this hour. Hashem, thank you so much for the internet. Thank you so much for the computer. Thank you so much for the office. Thank you so much for all the things. We're saying grateful. We're saying, Hashem, what do you want for me the next hour? Help me on your way. What's your will for me? We see that only Yeshua stopped to pray along the way. The other ones didn't stop to pray. And this would be another drash, right? But ultimately, we should be very honest with ourselves. Honest with ourselves. And to have ourselves, the tzaddikim, to not get away from the tzaddikim, from our mentors, from our sponsors, from our rebbes, from people who we can confide in, people who can help us, right? And not to get into this mental state that's going to lead us to think that we're doing the right thing when we're not, to get away from divine providence, to think that it's my hand that's doing it, not someone else's. And in this way, right, we're going to be actually doing Hashem's will, to know that for sure Hashem is with us, to know that for sure we're on the right track, and to continually not to second guess ourselves, God forbid, to have the confidence that we're with Hashem, that we're doing Hashem's will, and to check in with Hashem. This is the way to know if we're doing it, is to check in with Hashem. Say, Hashem, I want your will. If it's not your will, then I don't want it to happen. And then go to the action. And in this way, we're going to see that we're continually doing the right thing. Am Yisrael, the salvation is coming for Am Yisrael, that the goodness is coming to Am Yisrael, that we're turning over this negative feeling or this negative action of Shalach Lecha, and we're having a good outcome for not just for ourselves, but for others, in line with Hashem's will. So be Hashem's will. Ken Yehatsoin and L'chaim. Here's cheers to the third base on Mikdash and the coming Moshiach.